Josh and Joey, we've got a great trivia game for you. Joining us on the line from Los Angeles, please welcome a voice that is very familiar to fans of HDTV. She's the narrator of HDTV's House Hunters and House Hunters International, Andromeda Dunker.
Hi, it's Andromeda.
Hi, that is a great name, Andromeda. How did you get that name, by the way?
My parents. My mother is an astronomer, and I was named after the Andromeda Galaxy.
Has the gig as the doing all these House Hunter shows and talking about all the different real estates, has it helped you in finding an apartment or designing a house?
Oh, I've learned a lot about real estate, and I really had no interest before, but mostly from the renovation shows, I've learned what to avoid, like what trends are so popular that I can kind of predict when they're gonna dip down. For instance, granite countertops and stainless steel appliances. Everyone wants them, and now they're kind of on the down.
Okay, so when you do narration for House Hunters, you do the domestic one, also you do international one. Do you have to do a different read depending on the audience?
The international one is more sort of lilting and romantic because we're going on a voyage.
Oh, yes.
And for each show, there's also like there's tiny House Hunters, and I have kind of a more tiny voice.
Oh. Well, in this game, we are giving Andromeda a promotion for one day. She is going to be narrating House Hunters Intergalactic. Andromeda will read a real estate ad. Contestants, you have to buzz in and identify what celestial body she is describing. Okay, here we go. Take it away, Andromeda.
This hot property's in the middle of it all. Its amenities include stainless steel appliances and central nuclear fusion heating. Perfect for a large family, this celestial body is big enough for about 1 million Earths to fit inside.
Joey.
Jupiter?
Ooh, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Josh, can you steal?
The sun.
The sun is what we were looking for, yes. All right, take it away for number two.
Big city dwellers looking to escape the hustle and bustle say time slows down near this location. Once homeowners move in, they never move out.
Josh.
A black hole.
Yes, a black hole. Yeah.
Yeah. Hipsters love this cozy former planet nestled in the up-and-coming Kuiper Belt neighborhood. Updated features include granite countertops and a volcanic ice maker.
Joey.
Pluto?
Yes, it is Pluto indeed.
Smart homeowners know to buy property in this large, bright galaxy now. Prices will skyrocket as it merges with the neighboring Milky Way in about 4 billion years.
Josh.
The Andromeda Galaxy?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't think we would do that with the galaxy on the phone, right? How often are you explaining what your name means, Andromeda?
Every time I meet someone.
Yeah.
Do we talk about Starbucks names?
Oh, yeah. What's your Starbucks name? My Starbucks name is, I used to go with Joan. I've now just used the same name as the barista I'm giving the order to.
Ooh,
they love that.
That's cool. Yeah. That keeps it fresh for you, too.
That's right. And they think it's a personal connection.
Mine's just Andy, you know.
Andy.
It's just short. Andy.
Yep.
And people can get that.
I know. It's a whole different life we lead with our weird names. Josh and Joey have no idea what we're talking about. All right. Let's give them the next clue.
A find like this one only comes by once every 75 years. Locals lovingly refer to this property as a dirty snowball or a snowy dirt ball. Features an on-site fitness room with treadmills and an elliptical orbit.
Josh.
Haley's Comet.
Haley's Comet is correct. Dirty Snowball was my nickname in Canada.
I'm not going to ask for a story.
This property features a continental name and continental style. snorkel and ski in the same day on this moon of Jupiter, with a salty ocean only 60 miles from the slopes.
Joey.
Europa?
Europa is correct. Yes. Nice.
Shakespeare fans love this planet's moons, with names like Juliet, Desdemona, and Titania. The planet features a unique tilted axis design, for those who can stop giggling at its name.
Joey.
Uranus.
That is correct. Puzzler Archung, how did our contestants do?
It was a close game, but Josh won that game, so we'll be going to a tiebreaker.
Give it up for the voice of House Hunters and House Hunters International, Andromeda Dunker. Our contestants are tied at one game each. Let's go to our Puzzler Archung for the tiebreaker.
All right, in this tiebreaker game, I'm going to give you a category. And you'll go back and forth, naming things that fall in that category. The first contestant to mess up, either by guessing incorrectly, repeating an answer, or taking too long, will be eliminated. You'll have to buzz in to answer first, and then we'll go back and forth. Your category. By total area, name the 10 tiniest states in the United States. Josh.
Rhode Island.
That is correct. Joey.
Connecticut.
Also correct. Back to Josh.
New Hampshire.
That is true.
Vermont.
Joey says Vermont. That is also correct.
Maryland.
Maryland, you got it. Back to Joey.
Delaware.
Joey, that is correct. Josh, I need to give you 3 seconds.
West Virginia.
Pulled it out. West Virginia is correct. There are three left. Joey.
New Jersey.
That is correct. There are two left, Josh. In 3 seconds.
South Dakota.
No, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. The remaining two answers were Hawaii and Massachusetts. Joey, congratulations, you're moving on to the final round at the end of the show.
Wow, 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 that was an incredible match. It is settled. Our finalists are Joey and Mary. They will face off in our final round at the end of the show. And if you are able to recite copious stats about the celestial bodies, why not rent some real estate on our stage? Fill out a contestant form at amatickets.org to join us, and you'll love our little fixer-upper. Coming up, Omari Hardwick and Naturi Naughton take us to school. Old school, that is, for a classic 90s R&B quiz jam. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.